This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Chevron, 6 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, we are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Brady Hull. We got Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass, ready to break into this Thursday. We've got, of course, Mr. Thursday Night making his return. I stumbled last week, but I'm still over 500, so confidence level is fine. No worries there. Eagles, Giants, though. These are tough ones. You got to be careful with because Eagles are favored by 7, and it would seem that the Eagles are the easy pick here. But Giants, not bad. Not as bad as it looked to start the season. And then when you win games, you beat a team like the Chargers, your first win of the season. Now they lost to the Saints, 26-14. So. What do we make of that? We'll get into it. So we got the Thursday night special. Kevin Lytle going to join us from the Colorado and later on in the program. And I found something interesting from his report yesterday. Now Mountain West, the conference of the Mountain West is now required to put their injury reports out ahead of their games. So we get to see that, which I think is important. I think that's actually good. You know why they're doing it, though, is for gambling purposes. But either way, I still think it's beneficial. Now, according to Kevin in the Colorado, when programs submit to the league an initial availability report no later than 4 p.m. local, 2 days before the game. The report is made public at approximately 8:15 Mountain, 2 days before the game. So the final availability report for the Colorado State Rams, or the unavailability report. Big names on this list. You got Jacob Ellis, linebacker, out. Full game. Aiden Hector, defensive back. I like him. He's out. Tanner Morley's out for the season. We already knew that one. Jackson Warren is out for at least a game, is what we know. This is the one that came across the wire that was a little interesting to me. Michael, just given how the season has gone, Braden Faller-Nicolosi, now backup quarterback to Jackson Brousseau, is listed as questionable. Now, if you don't want to get dramatic, you could say maybe he got sick. That happens. Players get sick. It's part of the game. Or you could look at, you could do the dramatic thing here if we want to, and say this is a stall tactic. Maybe Braden Faller-Nicolosi is trying to get out of Dodge. Because, Michael, he was benched in the UTSA game, which means he's only played in 3 games this year. He can play in one more still, and he would still have eligibility to play another year following whatever eligibility he has left. Is there that kind of thinking right now out of Braden Faller-Nicolosi's camp? Where I was told I was the guy, I allegedly turned down all these NIL deals, and now I'm the backup quarterback, and this isn't working out. So maybe he's upset, and maybe CSU's basically saying, well, give us some time to spend. Again, this is just pure conjecture of where my brain is going with this.
I'm going to go with the positive side and say he has an illness because I don't think he's that dumb.
What do you mean he's that? What do you mean? Why would he be dumb to want out of a place that's not going to play him anymore?
Dumb as in, like, hasn't he not watched film? He should know, oh my God, I've been terrible. So
maybe,
yes, you can get out of a place, but like, can't you just sit on the bench the entire season?
But then what?
I don't think they're going to go to him.
If he thinks that he is good enough to be a starting quarterback, which I'm sure he does, wouldn't staying at CSU, who is now clearly... Jackson Brousseau was just named captain. He was just named a captain yesterday. So that is... This is what I was tweeting about over the weekend, was like, oh yeah, when it was called Clay Millen, hype up, we're getting him, he's following us. We actually got him to go to Nevada, but then we took the job at CSU, and now he's coming with us, and we're very excited about this freshman. And then it was, oh no, Clay Millen's not got it, he's not good, get out of here. BFN's the starter, and then we never even hear a word about Clay Millen. Like, nobody even... What, he was not even backup quarterback when he was benched. He was moved down the list. And everything that I heard was, you know, he took it pretty hard. It was rough on him. But this is what I was talking about. And then it was, okay, now BFN's the guy, a captain, gets benched. And then it's, well, I really believe in Jackson Brousseau. And again, you have to say those things. I do get that. You have to say those things. But it just, the optics of it sometimes strike me as disingenuous, because it's a, well, we believe in this guy. We believe in this quarterback. He's our guy. Oh, he's not good. He's benched. And then insert you over there. You're our guy. You're the one we want. So you can see why it's a little talking out two sides of your mouth kind of way, kind of thing going on. If I were Braden Fowler-Nicolosi and I just saw that, not only have I lost... They're not going back to BFN, Micah. You know why? They just named Jackson Brousseau a captain. You can't go back now. Was that a premature move to name Jackson Brousseau a captain? I thought so.
Unless his leadership in the locker room is stellar.
Everything I hear is that the locker room loves this guy. And birdies have chirped saying the locker room, certain members of that locker room, were wanting this guy. But the problem with that is you can't go back now. You 100% can't go back unless he gets hurt. That's what makes this so difficult. So if I'm BFN and I truly think that I'm a starting quarterback and I deserve to be a starting quarterback, then I'm probably talking to the coaching staff and I'm saying, hey, I'm gonna sit out. I'm not going to play anymore. And I'm going to enter the transfer portal. I'm going to have Kevin Lytle in. There's a chance I'm overdoing it, sure. I don't do that often, Mike.
No,
never. I don't do that. I don't get dramatic.
You are level-headed.
Very level-headed.
You're never emotional.
Not at all.
Especially not about the Nuggets.
Nope. I'm pretty level-headed guy. But this is weird to me. Unless he's sick. And if he's sick, I hope he's feeling better. Obviously, you don't want health and all that stuff to be the reason. These are human beings. These are young human beings at the end of the day. And you don't hope for bad things to happen. I feel bad for why, like... I feel bad for the way things went down with BFN. Like, this is the sports part that sucks, right? We talk about sports like it's movies, like it's not real life. And it is real life, but it's still a game we're analyzing. It's not life or death. This isn't politics. We're not going into decisions that could change the future of the country. But we do talk about this. Very easily. It's a very easy thing for us to talk about. Oh, well, that quarterback's not good. Get him out. And then that just changes their life, their career. Everything about it changes for these dudes. So it's a tough situation. And with Jay Norvell, it's a tough situation because how many times have we talked about him being on the hot seat and all this stuff? And some of the hooligans are frustrated with me saying he's been on the hot seat. He's been on the hot seat for 2 years. I don't know what you want me to do. You want me to lie? You want me to come on this show and say, doggone it, you know what? He's trying and that's all right with me. No. There's too much money into that place. This is a business. And if you want to just win 4, 5, 6 games every year and... that's it, and a bowl game is a Super Bowl for you. If you want that, then fine. Don't say he's on the hot seat. Leave it alone. Because Jay will probably, I would say if you kept Jay Norvell, he would probably average 5 to 6 wins a year. He'd probably be a bowl coach every single year. He'd probably win 30 to 50% of his rivalry games, which now is only Wyoming. So 50% of the time, I don't know. Unless they fabricate a new rivalry. If that's what you want, then sure. Don't talk about the hot seat because you're fine with being average, but I don't think you built that new stadium. I don't think you are adding fireworks and drone shows at halftime and tailgate experiences and revving that up and firing an athletic director and hiring a new one that's business-oriented and plastering Amy Parsons' face all over social media everywhere she goes. You're not doing that if you're okay with average. You want what the basketball program has achieved. You want to go to the big tournaments. You want guys going pro more often than not. And the and CSU has turned some guys pro. I just saw Dom Jones moving up into the NFL or getting a roster spot in the NFL. So good for him. But you want bigger things. So it's difficult. I like Jay Norvell. It's easy to root for that guy. But if you want big things, then 1-4 going in as a dog to a, I mean, pretty much everybody in the Mount West feels like an average team, Mike. So you're a dog in pretty much all your games now. Is that okay? And the answer is an obvious no. And then you look at all the decisions. I'm not a fan of how Jay Norvell hands over a crown to a quarterback so quickly. I'm shocked that Jackson Brissot was named captain. I know that they love him. But what that does is it completely blocks out. I mean, it's like BFN was discarded. Just discarded. I don't know if it was. I mean, you lost captains, okay? Morley's out for the season. So you wanted to name. You needed to fill in a new captain. And I think Jalen Dupree was added as a captain as well. And that makes sense. But I just think a couple games in, because it hasn't been that long, guys. Jackson Brissot took over in the UTSA game. And then he started against Washington State, started against San Diego State. He's not the problem. And he's a good dude. And he's likable and they love him. And I understand why he fits the bill as being a captain. But this is pretty fast, man. We pushed all of our hands in, all of our cards in for Clay Millen, lost that hand. And then you bought back into the game with BFN, you push all your cards back in the middle, lost that hand. You go out and tell the world that teams are poaching our guy. And you're not just saying teams. You're not just saying Montana State. You're not saying New Mexico. You're saying K-State. A big program in the country, a big recognizable popular name program, and you're saying K-State. So you push, if you went all in on Clay Millen, you went all in and then took all your jewelry off and threw that in the middle too. And you added your car in there. And now that's over, you lost that, and now it's Jackson Brissot, and it's, hey, you know what? We like him so much, we think he's going to win. He's not our captain. He's a captain on this team. It's a tough look, and I just find myself. You know the term snake bit, Mike? Where it just seems like everything could go wrong. Everything that could go wrong. Murphy's Law kind of thing. Everything that could go wrong will go wrong. Jay is at a point in my brain, and Rams fans, tell me if you agree, where almost everything he says and does now is clunky, is awkward. And I looked at that, and I'm just telling you what goes through my brain when I see things. And I see that Jackson Brissot is named captain, and I'm like, that was fast. You had fans over the weekend like, put BFN back in, put BFN back in. This is Jay Norvell flat out now drawing the thick line in between, saying, yeah, we're not going back to that unless you have an injury. And I don't even know if you do that.
Does this bode less well for Jay Norvell?
Yeah.
Because is this more, I don't want to say more fireable offense, but is this more likely for him to get fired? I mean, you're switching captains so quickly.
He's not switching captains. He's adding captains because Morley is out for the season, and you want, it's not the Avalanche. You want like an active playing captain on the team. That's not a knock on the Avs. I'm just saying this is...
Well, yeah, completely different.
It's completely different. I'm just saying, when you have a captain that's down for the season, yeah, they can still lead and all that stuff. But typically in football, you want those guys to be leading on and off the field. Does this hurt his job anymore? It's all part of it, Mike. The only thing that can save his job is winning. So if Jay Norvell thinks that motivating Jackson Brousseau like this and naming him captain and that will galvanize a team, all the power to him. If he thinks if he can move the deck around a little, I'm using a lot of card references today. If he can move the deck around, move the cards around, then you know, it's not going to hurt or help him at this point, unless Jackson Brousseau takes this and is like, all right, I'm the freaking captain, let's go. I've been a CSU guy for a while now. I've followed this team for a while now, and this is as down as I feel like. And I was, Addazio time was rough, but that was really only 1 year because COVID was, everything was thrown out. So it was really 1 year. And I never really got a sense of this is going to work. So I suppose I never felt like I was out. I was more like, all right, this is probably going to go badly. And then Addazio gets thrown out of the Nevada game, in which Jay Norvell coached and blew out the Rams, and that was Addazio's final game. Strange how this world works. And Joe Parker didn't want Norvell to leave the building. I mean, you wonder if those conversations happened that night. And this was the move. This was a great move by Joe Parker. Jay found success in Nevada with very limited resources and then jumped ship. Nevada fans were very frustrated with that. There were rumors that were somewhat dispelled, but rumors that Jay's on the way out the door, Jay Norvell was trying to get his guys to follow him. Listen, bro, it's no different than what I think maybe Nico meant.
And like every other college football program does?
You're doing it. It's human nature. If I get a call today from a national radio station and they're like, we want you to come do your show here, and I'm out the door.
Well, you're going to bring me with you.
When I'm out the door, bad example. This was a terrible example. This went south fast.
Because you know your show can't be done without
me. If there was someone like that I was like, can't live without, you know, hey, wink, wink, don't tell the boss, but there's a spot for you. So come on over. Player to be named later. It's a bad example. But no, in seriousness, like it's human nature. Mike, you know, they said I could pick my producer. So I want you to come on. And then the owner of this station's like, what the hell, man? Not only are you quitting, you're bringing Michael with you.
You're basically the entire station. You're bringing the entire station with you.
Are you and I the entire station?
Well, that's what I want to say. I know that's not true at all. I'm giving us way
so
too
that,
much credit.
That's human nature. So I don't even care about that. Whether he did it or not, I don't care because I think that happened. Hey, guys, just want to let you know I'm leaving Nevada. I'm going to be taking a job at Colorado State next year. That pretty much is obvious. If you're a player that committed to Jay Norvell and you want to play with Jay Norvell, you're going to go, hey, coach, can I go with you?
I would do the same.
It didn't take Jay Norvell to say, hey, Torrey Horton, I'm leaving. You want to go? No, it was Jay Norvell saying, I'm leaving. And then people that like him are going to follow him. Yeah, I don't care about that. That's going to happen. Good luck trying to manage that.
A lot of people, they go to the school for the coach. A lot of people fall in love with the school as well. It happens. It's a natural thing. Look at there's an example at every school that gets rid of their coach.
This is why it's so tough right now. The fact that we're seeing recruits announcing on social media that they are committing to CSU, good for CSU. Because I figured this would just be a quiet period. This is hard to recruit. And you know Jay Norvell has brought that to John Weber. Like, hey, I don't have a contract extension. that's going to be harder for me to recruit, because when I go sit down with these parents in the living rooms with their kids and talk about playing here and the culture we're going to create and the environment and all this stuff and how we're going to utilize you, they're going to ask, well, you only have next year on your contract. Are you coming back? What are you supposed to say? I mean, a lot of guys will say exactly what they know will get them the recruit. Yeah, I'm coming back. Just waiting to see how this season goes. But if you're a logical person, smart person, you're going, I've been listening to the whole show, and I don't know.
I mean, you have the answers for everything, Brady.
I do have the answers. Last year, my answer after the Rams won 8, and there was still a debate of, well, should you still move on? It was stay the course with Jay Norvell. Win or lose, they absolutely did the right thing keeping Jay Norvell, because you won 8 games. That was the best. You cannot fire a coach after having your best season in 10 years. You can't do it. It's stupid. And that would be karma. That would come back to bite him in the butt forever. That'd be football karma that would bite him in the butt for the next 10 years. Not that they've been good overall in 10 years. But you can't do that. So you give him this year. I exactly stand by that. I would have given him this year. And if I was pressed today, would I move on from Jay Norvell if they lose to Fresno State on Friday? Give me the attendance stats. That's what I want to see. Who's at my game? And I know Kevin says, well, the tickets are already paid for. Yeah, money's in the tickets, but money's also in the beer guzzling and the hot dog draining.
And the nachos.
And the nachos. And parking.
And all those jerseys and hats that people
merchandise,
buy.
All of that is part of it. And if I'm not going to the game, yeah, you got my money, but you didn't get my extra $150 for parking, beer, and hot dogs. Multiply that by how many people didn't go. So, you see what it looks like Friday. And I'm going to talk to Kevin about that later on in the show, of like, what does he think it's going to look like Friday night? Because I'll get have I gone to 2 games so far, Mike? Student section looks stronger than it's ever looked. But that's at the beginning. And then they hung in during the UNC game, because I think most UNC students are UNC, CSU. Most college students are probably like not. Are they like diving in 100% on all things college sports? They're just like, bro, the game's on. Let's stay for the whole thing. This is a good game. That's how they talk. And this is actually awesome, UNC and CSU. They don't really care that UNC's an FCS school and CSU's an FBS school and it should be a blowout. They're just seeing a good game. And there's a lot of fans like that, too. But they've busted their tail over there to try to get the fan engagement up. And when you win, you don't have to bust your tail to do anything. When you win, people just show up to watch a winning football team. All that stuff's just extra fun, and it becomes an experience, and then it helps pick you up when you are down. But when your football team is struggling for the most part and you're trying to build this up, yeah, it's cool that you have that, but is it really worth me going and watching a team put up 3 points in the first half or losing by 21 on a somewhat regular basis? Which they haven't lost by 21 on a regular basis, but you get what I'm saying. There's been some stinky, stinky football games. 28 minutes after the hour, Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. Man, they got stuff. I am a sports memorabilia guy. Sometimes I like to go down into my home office. I like to say home office because, Micah, it sounds very sophisticated, but it's just a room with a bunch of my stuff. And I look around at all the cool things. Like, my wife has bought me all over the years, things I collected as a kid, things I randomly go pick up, and I love that. I love to surround myself with sports memorabilia. And I know if you listen to the show, you have a man cave. You have an area where you hang your jerseys and stuff. You want to go check a place out that has awesome sports memorabilia. That's Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. And the sports card world, the collecting world, that is a great world to be in. Some guys are pulling in random packs and they're seeing like a lot of money. They're pulling great cards, and that was one of the most fun things for me when I was a big card collector. You get that fresh pack, and you just open up that top, split the pack open, and you got your whatever it is, how many cards come in, 8 to 10 cards, and you go through them, and then you pull that sweet rookie card of whatever. Nothing better than that, man.
And if you get a bunch of Broncos cards, that's the most important.
Okay, no more Broncos references until we talk Broncos. New rule. No more Broncos references until Broncos are a topic of discussion. Is that, can we follow that rule? You're abusing your powers.
Wait, we can't talk Broncos.
Until we talk Broncos.
24/7, 365?
Until we talk Broncos.
I don't understand.
Yeah, until we talk Broncos, we can't talk Broncos. I'll give you the green light. 30 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Chevron and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Schwint. Good morning, NoCo is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Can we, let's just make this our official. When this song plays, I will talk hockey. No matter what. Does that work?
Yeah, I'll play it in the next segment and the segment after
No, we can't. I'm not that much of a hockey guy, Mike. So what am I supposed to say? I will say this. I'm staying up watching the Dodgers-Phillies game, and it was bad. I mean, it was 3-1, and then Kershaw kind of went playoff Kershaw, right? One more. That's kind of the bad rap that he got, and then it got ugly. So I switched over to watch hockey last night. And I found myself watching the Flames and Oilers game. And the Oilers were up big. The Flames come back, end up going into overtime. And then we go to a shootout, Mike, and that was awesome. That was like 12 rounds of a shootout, and Calgary ended up winning. It was kind of cool. I'm trying to get into hockey more. So I'm going to come up with my own hockey terminology. And then you guys can just decipher what the hell I mean. Because I don't know enough of hockey to be dangerous. I can't even be that guy. I'm a fan of the Avalanche. I don't watch a lot of out-of-market hockey, but I'm a sports guy. And the more I get into sports, the less I get into everything else. So it's all I want to do is just watch sports. And so with the baseball game going south, I switched it over. I was like, oh, there's a hockey game on. I shall watch it. And it was fun. I had fun watching out-of-market hockey. How about that?
It is fun to watch hockey. I believe that the shootout is a sacrilege, and I think they should keep playing three-on-three hockey until one of them scores.
I'm good with the shootout in the regular season. I'm good with it. And I love three-on-three overtime, by the way. Although this started 4-on-3 because Calgary had a power play to start overtime. I want to get some text here, though. So there's my hockey talk. Avalanche played the Utah Mammoth tonight. How do you feel about that name?
I don't like it.
What are you, a negative Nancy? Are you just negative about everything today?
I would like it if we didn't have the Mammoth in Colorado.
That doesn't have anything to do with what they do in Utah.
I know, but it's like we have the indoor Mammoth. The indoor, like...
So Colorado owns the name Mammoth. They own Mammoth. Nobody else can use Mammoth now because Michael says,
we already have the Mammoth.
Yeah, but like if the Broncos were the Mammoth,
so Boise State can't be the Broncos.
Still bothers me.
No, it's stupid. You shouldn't be bothered by that.
They should have come up with something else, like the Frozen Cats.
That's dumb. Frozen
Saber
Cats.
It could have been the Saber Cats.
Aren't there already Saber Cats? Sabers.
That's a sword.
Frozen Cats is just like, whoa! What, your cat's frozen? That's not very lethal. You just have a frozen cat. Your house cat was out in the cold too long, and now it's frozen. That's a cool logo.
How about the Night Kings?
That's kind of cool. But in Utah? The Utah Night Kings. I like the Mammoth, and I like the logo. I love their logo. I think the Utah Mammoth is a great name.
I'm going to start calling them the hockey team again.
No, that's dumb. It was dumb when Washington did the football team, but let me get to some texts here. BFN is a broken, from Smitty here, BFN is a broken QB. He needs new surroundings, new coaching, and a fresh start. Millen was not good enough physically, and that's been borne out since leaving CSU. Well, he went to Florida, though. He's not going to play in Florida. It was very difficult to embrace Addazio. He was coarse and rude to everyone from CSU president on down to the janitors. Jay makes it hard not to like him and root for him, which makes it more difficult, though, doesn't it? If it's Addazio, you're like, yeah, don't let the door hit you on your butt on the way out. With Norvell, it's kind of like, I'm going to miss all that stuff, you know, the Ram Grit and Matt Mummy and that crew. Like, this is not easy, guys. This is not easy. This is not going to be an easy one to move on from, because I think he's an aggressive and active professional coach that tries to embrace the community as much as a football coach possibly can. But you got to win. Texter here. It should have been the Utah Yetis, and then you could call the arena the Cooler. That would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
But didn't they get in trouble because of Yeti? Like, the brand name Yeti was like, no, you can't do that, which is dumb.
That's completely different.
Why not just sponsor it? Just be a big part of it. I'm good with the Mammoth.
Well, Yeti is like a fake creature. So, like,
Here's a poll question. Who has the best name, not mascot, but name, in Colorado?
Broncos.
I think it's the Avalanche.
Agree to disagree.
No, I think it's the Avalanche. The Rockies are kind of cool, honestly. Broncos are cool. See, Nuggets, and I'm a Nuggets guy, I will tell you, and I've embraced it, but the Nuggets have never been a favorite name of mine. The Nuggets. That's actually the worst of the four. Yes. I'm not advocating a name change, ever. They are the Denver Nuggets, and they will always be the Denver Nuggets, but it's actually my least favorite of the four.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Never change that.
No, never change it. It's kind of goofy and cheesy.
But it's our goofy and cheesy.
Yeah, and I kind of embrace that. But I would say it's the Avalanche. Probably the Broncos, Rockies, Nuggets. I'm talking all Colorado.
So the Mammoth.
No. Mammoth's cool, though.
It would be Broncos, then Mammoth, then Avalanche.
I'd go Avalanche. I'm not going Buffs just because it's incorrect, but it is cool. A bison logo, or bison, is cool.
Buff
sounds better than bison, though. It does sound better.
Are we adding in high schools as well?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say the Lambkins are not on that list.
The Tigers, number one. That's mine. Tigers. Best one. Rough Riders are cool.
Rough Riders is cool. Beat Diggers is just weird. Whatever. We respect you, Brush.
Yeah. The Lambkins are so bad that it's good, though, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Weren't they on,
bad.
Like, Letterman? The worst?
Yeah, top 10 worst. So was Nebraska, the Corn Huskers.
Yeah, that's a bad one, too. But they embraced that. Sometimes
yeah, they went
so
from
bad,
Bug
good.
Eaters to Corn Huskers, yeah. Which is the same thing. Still stupid.
So, Smitty, are you sensing then on the BFN thing that this questionable that he's been listed as for Friday night's game is a more of a let's just slow play this and you won't play and then you can enter the transfer portal and have another year of eligibility? Maybe. 43 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on Local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, I always do on Thursday Night Special, I pick a wrestler from Brady's past when I was a WCW, WWE fan, diehard, for my Thursday Night Special. Last week was Ric Flair. I'm taking recommendations for tonight, who I tweet about throughout. I'll use a GIF as the game goes on. If my team that I pick to do whatever has a successful play, then I will put that GIF out there and continue the party, and it's just something fun for me, mainly for me. Who should I pick for my wrestler tonight? It's between
Andre
the Eagles
the Giant.
And the Giants. Well, that would mean I'm picking the Giants then. And so we'll see. I still haven't decided yet. Michael, you produced both versions, just in case I flip-flop, because I have not made my decision yet. And then the other one I want you to throw in the trash.
I think you should pick Andre the Giant because he was great in Princess Bride.
God, just what a random thing. And he wasn't great. That wasn't a great movie.
Oh, how dare you?
It wasn't a great movie. It was an okay movie. There was moments in it. The best part was when they're drinking the wine and they have the, whatever you call that, the mind game they were playing with each other. That was fun. That was the best part of the movie.
It was a great part of the movie.
And Andre the Giant's best line was, "Men in masks cannot be trusted." That was it. Pretty much the only thing I took away from that movie.
I like where he and Inigo are coming up with those rhymes.
I don't even remember that part. My wife and I went to a play in Fort Collins, but it was just people acted and dressed up, and they played the movie, The Princess Bride, but they would like act around it and stuff. It was really strange. It wasn't a play. It was they had the movie up, and then they would run around and do funny things during the... It was very strange. Probably one of the weirdest things I went to.
What did they do with the ROUSs?
The what?
The rodents of unusual size.
I don't know. I don't know enough about the movie. I think I watched it once and a half. And that was good for me. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, I'm asking this question today. Would you say that Nick Bonito is the best... Bronco has had the best season so far for the Broncos, five games in.
Absolutely.
Who would you say is next? That's a tough one, and I'm going to say it's Courtland Sutton. Courtland Sutton has been Mr. Consistent for this team. 51 minutes after the hour. Let's talk about that on the other side. Courtland Sutton, that's a special Bronco right there, and he's in the midst of what I think is going to still be his career year. Let's talk about top five Broncos today, coming up next.
Don't sweat it, NoCo. With cooler temperatures upon us, that only means more red hot takes. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
I thought it was almost time for the Thursday Night Special. It takes me back to the first installment of the Brian Gary Thursday Night Special intro. Very interested to see what he comes up with. I don't know how he can top last week. Last week was really good. I'm asking, based on this season alone, give me the top five Broncos list. Just this season alone. Nick Bonito, number one. Are we going to still say Pat Surtain? Nick Bonito, Pat Surtain, or Courtland Sutton? So we got the top five list based on just the current production right now. And I want to get into that later on in the program. We got top stories of the day coming up later on. Weird stuff going on at North Carolina. Still, is Bill Belichick, is he going to finish the season? Boy, the fact that they're already putting releases out of like, no, we're all good. Not a good sign. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.